for the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team, senior weekend, playing Minnesota State for the McNaughton Cup, playing for playoff positioning as well. A little bit going on this weekend. Joined by senior captain Tommy Muck. Mucker, go back to your freshman year. You play for a McNaughton Cup. You fast forward, you're playing for a McNaughton Cup. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No. To have the opportunity to get one and then now another one, it's exciting. It's not many guys get that opportunity, so I'm excited for this weekend, and we got to take it.
How hard is it to win this thing?
It's tough. Consistency is huge, and then I don't know, it's kind of rare, but in the past, especially in the second half of the year, there's a lot of splits between teams, so it's tough to sweep, especially on the road. Everybody's playing well, everybody's a good team, everybody's kind of clicking, so it's definitely a battle to get that, to win it.
Does that series in Mankato roughly a month ago mean anything this weekend?
I think just for us, just know that, we got a piece of them, and kind of gives us confidence too, because, you look at their record and, some people might, back down from that because it's like, they've only lost, five games, but we're one of them. So it's definitely gives you some confidence, but we just got to know that, we're playing great hockey right now. They're playing great hockey right now, and it's going to be a war. So we're going to have to come ready to go and, put our best foot forward.
I don't want to say you're not getting any respect, but like you said, they've only lost a handful of games all year, and yet you've been nipping at their heels all year long. What does that say for how well you guys have played?
No, yeah, they're a phenomenal team. So, for us to be, on their tail, and, I think that's kind of given us some initiative too. We're right there. So it's been good. And, we've been playing some great hockey in all aspects of our game too. So it's, to be nipping at them. Now we get to finally play them. We've been thinking about this series and what it could come down to. And now that it's here, we just got to get it done.
This is a senior weekend. Did you ever think you'd be senior captain, leader, everything that has been asked of you this year?
No. I've just been kind of living in the moment, enjoying everything while I've been here. It's an honor to, wear that letter. And, I appreciate it. And it's, it's a great, like I said, it's a great honor. Look, coming in, I honestly didn't know what to expect. It's kind of been 4 different years. It's been a ride. It's been great. And still many more memories to make here.
What kind of a senior captain is Adam Brady?
He's a very vocal captain. He leads by example as well. He works hard. He's always putting in that extra work. He's always, steps up in big situations. He takes control of the room. I think, he's a great captain, and he's, I think the biggest thing that sticks out to me is, how when he speaks up in the room, everybody listens, So like I said, he takes control of the room, and, just the things he does day in and day out, at the rink, outside of the rink, that's a leader. And, it's somebody that, I'm pretty fortunate to share a seat with, and, it's pretty fortunate to have that guy.
Yeah, Pichotal is a guy who didn't start in your class, but because of an injury, had a redshirt year, and now he's a senior alternate captain. What kind of a leader is he?
Hampus is, he leads by example every single day. He does the hard work. He goes into the gritty areas. He's a big body. He's a big guy. He'll speak up when he needs to speak up. He'll pick his moments, but again, when he does speak up, everybody listens. He's a guy too, on the ice, off the ice, in the classroom, all aspects of his life. Similar to Braids, they're very detail oriented. They take pride in everything that they do, and they they want to do it to the best of their ability. And for Hampus, that's, you know, that's what he takes pride in. He's a very even more detail oriented than myself, and he's very takes care of the little things, and I think that's what makes him special.
Aaron Miller is a guy who redshirted as a freshman. He's just a junior athletically, but he'll graduate, and he'll be honored this weekend for senior weekend too. What's he meant to this team?
Yeah, he's one of a kind. He's been my roommate for three of the 4 years. So, you know, he's a firecracker. He's an emotional player. He's an emotional guy. He's a phenomenal hockey player. You know, he steps up in big situations, scores goals. And, you know, he's also got a mean streak to him too. You know, he's not afraid to throw his body around, but, he's a big part of this team. You know, we offensively, he's very gifted. You know, he's been putting in work on and off the ice as well. So, you know, to have him on our team, you know, he's a guy that I always say, he's a guy that you hate to play against, but you love to have on your team. So,
Mucker, I hope, I wish you the best in pro hockey, but I hope that day doesn't come for quite a while. Best of luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.